Here is the Free Thought Almanac for June 14th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, June 14th, 1954, that President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a congressional resolution which added the words "Under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance. The pledge, which Congress had recognized officially a dozen years earlier, was originally written in August of 1892 by Francis Bellamy. He lived 1855 to 1931. A Baptist minister and active socialist. The pledge was first published in a children's magazine, Youth's Companion, to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas. The original 22 words were, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Bellamy considered including the word equality in the pledge, but decided against it to avoid offending the many Americans, and Bellamy's publisher, who opposed equal rights for women and blacks. The American Legion and the Daughters of the American Revolution in 1924 changed the pledge's words, "my flag," to "the flag of the United States of America." Bellamy hated the change, but by then the pledge was, in effect, no longer his. In the coming years, the pledge would change again. The word equality was never inserted into the pledge, but God was. It was the 1950s, the Korean War, and the Cold War was an issue in national politics. People and politicians were looking for ways to distinguish God-fearing Americans from those atheistic communists in Russia. On the 22nd of April 1951, the board of directors of the Roman Catholic men's group, the Knights of Columbus, mounted a campaign to add the words "under God" after the words "one nation" in the pledge. Some 15 resolutions were sent before Congress to change the pledge, but none passed until President Eisenhower happened to hear a sermon by the Reverend George Dougherty on the 7th of February, 1954. "Apart from the mention of the phrase 'the United States of America,'" Dougherty said, "it could be the pledge of any republic. In fact, I could hear little Muscovites repeat a similar pledge to their hammer and sickle flag in Moscow." Eisenhower was impressed. News spread, public opinion grew. A bill to add God to the pledge was approved as a congressional joint resolution on the 8th of June, 1954. It was signed into law on that Flag Day, June 14th. President Eisenhower, who started the tradition of the prayer breakfast, said at the time, "From this day forward, the millions of our school children will daily proclaim in every city and town, every village and rural schoolhouse, the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty." It is odd, therefore, that when the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit decided on the 26th of June 2002 that the words "under God" made the pledge run afoul of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, they rejected the changed pledge for the same reason that President Eisenhower accepted it, because it was a government endorsement of religion. A Supreme Court challenge by atheist Michael Newdow in early 2004 resulted in a nimble sidestep on the merits. The court decided against Newdow on the grounds that he had no standing to bring the case in the first place. Newdow tried again, and 8 years later, in a 2-1 decision on the 11th of March 2010, the Ninth Circuit upheld the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, saying the words were of a ceremonial and patriotic nature and did not constitute an establishment of religion. 8 months later, in a First Circuit case in Boston, the court decided that the words referencing God in the pledge do not violate the rights of students who do not take the pledge if student participation is voluntary. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal in June of 2011, but for obvious reasons, the issue is ongoing. President Eisenhower specifically recognized the initiative of the Knights of Columbus in originating and sponsoring the amendment to the Pledge of Allegiance on the 17th of August, 1954. Today, many have forgotten that Americans fought and died in two world wars and the Korean conflict without acknowledging God in their loyalty oath. And those who claim that everything has gone downhill in the United States since the 1950s, when amending the Pledge of Allegiance divided the nation into believers and non-believers, might pause to reflect that adding "under God" to the pledge didn't help. This has been the Free Thought Almanac for June 14th. I'm John Mill.